Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
I'm Judy Redlick. Summer's coming about, and are you looking for stuff for your kids so that they can grow in Christ and you can have a little break? Well, today, Cindy Wells is the local director for the Greater St. Louis Area of Child Evangelism Fellowship. And that is right in our neck of the woods, isn't it, Cindy?
Yes, it is.
So we're going to talk about your summer program. Thanks for joining us. And I want you to tell a little bit about, because maybe some of our listeners don't know what Child Evangelism Fellowship is all about.
Child Evangelism Fellowship is a worldwide mission organization whose purpose is to evangelize boys and girls in God's Word and to disciple them as well in God's Word and then see them established in a local believing church for Christian growth. CEF is in most countries around the world as well as all throughout Canada and all throughout the United States.
And how long has CEF been in existence?
CEF was founded in 1937 by Jesse Overholzer, who was a pastor in California, and we have been in ministry for 88 years.
88 years. Wow, I bet you got some stories to tell, because you've been there, what, 35 years?
Actually, I'm in my 40th year.
40? Wow. So tell us a little bit about your summer program, and then tell us about some of the kids that have been saved, and maybe you've been following them, and maybe some of them even work for you.
Yeah. Our summer ministry program is called 5-Day Clubs, and it's kind of like, I describe it as a mini vacation Bible school on wheels, because our goal is to take the gospel to the children throughout our community, right in their neighborhoods where they meet. The clubs can meet in a local church, they can meet in a daycare, an apartment complex, a park. Wherever children can be gathered, a 5-day club can be held. And we train summer missionaries that are 14 years old up through college age to learn how to share the gospel clearly and on a child's level, as well as equipping them to be able to teach all the components of the 5-day club. We usually send them out in teams of three to teach the 5-day clubs around during the summertime. But the clubs are designed in reaching the children. And the goal is that we need to take the gospel to where the children are. Yeah. It's convenient for them, and it's right where they live. And a lot of these children that we have in our clubs are unchurched. They have no biblical knowledge. So introducing them to the gospel early and at a young age is important, because by the age of 13, their biblical worldview has already been formed. So it's important that we give them the opportunity to not only hear the gospel, but also be able to grow in their friendship with God, especially for those children who may have already made a decision. We can, again, disciple them in God's word.
And how does it play out as far as the parents, if their children go to a CEF summer program, the 5-day program, how does that play out as far as kids then starting to go to church, their parents starting to go?
Well, sometimes we have parents that will sit in on the club, and sometimes they're hearing the gospel for the first time as well. So they'll have questions that we have the opportunity to be able to answer. We encourage our hosts and hostesses, because oftentimes they're plugged into a local church, to make sure that the parents and children are invited to outreach activities that the church may be having. We encourage them to have an end-of-the-party 5-day club within their church that the parents and the children can be invited to, again, have exposure to the local church. So we try to use different avenues to be able to get the children and their parents plugged into a local church.
Now, what if a parent is listening and they're saying, oh, I need to get my kids involved in this. Where can they go to find out details for their neighborhood?
They can contact me directly here in my office. My number is 636-724-7992. and they can give me a call, and I can let them know if there's a club near their area or actually right in their neighborhood.
And Cynthia, yeah. What is your phone number again?
It is 636-724-7992.
636-724-7992. Child Evangelism Fellowship. And Cindy Wells is my guest. She's the director. And Cindy, now 5 days. Is it only offered once for the kids in the summer, or can kids come back to a different club?
Usually it's just 1 week, and the club meets for an hour and a half each day because we use the same materials throughout the summer in mm-hmm. to the club. So we do have children. That's one of the joys that, you know, they get excited about being in club, and they always ask, are you coming back next week? And we said, well, we wish we could, but we'll be back next summer. And some of the club locations where we hold clubs, we do come back each summer. And we have opportunity sometimes to see some of those same children. So they get excited when they see the vehicle pull up.
If someone would like to start one of those clubs, or they're thinking about, well, I did this once, maybe I need to do it again, what are some of the things they need to think about?
Well, what they would need to do is contact me, and I can let them know what club slots we might have available to be able to get their club scheduled. But basically, they just have a couple of things to do. One is decide where they would like the club to be held, in their home or their local church. And then whether it's inside or outside, they can be held either way, whatever is convenient. Sometimes we're outside under a tree or wherever. We make the locations work for us, so that's not a problem. And then the only other thing we ask them to do is for them to invite the children. I send them a hostess packet that has invitations included that they can hand out to the children in their neighborhood or community to let them know when club is going to be, the time, and where. And then if they'd like to provide a snack each day for the children after club.
Now, Cindy, you know I'm going to ask this question. Tell me a couple of stories of kids who have really been changed through these CEF clubs.
There's a lot of them. We've had our young people be able to share using the wordless book. Sometimes we do what we call open air, and we've had opportunities to lead several children to the Lord. We have seen children that have been led to the Lord get involved in a local church, and they continue to go to that church. Some of the children that were in clubs when they were small have grown up and have attended Christian Youth in Action training themselves, and have taught in the five-day clubs. To me, the main thing is seeing the transformation that God makes in the heart of a child as they're hearing the gospel, and the Holy Spirit is at work to bring that conviction of sin and to reveal the fact and the truth of who Jesus is and what he did for them. I remember talking with a little boy, his name was Bruce, one summer, and he was he had fallen earlier in the week and broken his arm, so he couldn't come for a couple of days. So on Friday when he came back, of course, the gospel was presented, and he responded to the invitation that was given if he'd like to put his faith in the Lord Jesus. And I remember sitting there counseling with him because the other summer missionaries were busy with the other children at that time. The host was serving watermelon. And, of course, you know, when you're outside and children are eating watermelon, what is one thing they want to do?
Spit the seeds.
So as I'm sitting there with him, talking with him through the gospel message, there were watermelon seeds spitting all around us. But Bruce was so locked in as to the work God was doing in his heart to transform his life that he had put his faith in Jesus that day. Even though there were all those distractions, God worked in spite of that.
Awesome.
It's a blessing to see God make that eternal hope change in the lives of these boys and girls, and to be able to see them. We have some other children that started attending the church, and they continue to go to this day as they've grown and gotten older. So that's a blessing to see.
What else does CEF do besides these five-day camps?
We have several ministries. We have our Good News Clubs that meet during the school year, and they meet in public elementary schools right after school. They go throughout the whole school year, and again, it's once a week for 90 minutes, and we ask local churches to adopt those elementary schools, and then We raise up a team of people within that church, and they're equipped and trained to be able to know how to teach the five-day club. We also have military children's ministry on some of the bases around the U.S.
Do we have it at Scott Air Force Base?
I don't know if it's at Scott, because that's in Illinois, so the state director of Illinois would know that better. I do know that in South Central Missouri at Fort Leonard Wood, we do have a Good News Club that's being held there.
Great. So the Good News Clubs are for when kids are in school. How is it having one of those at a public elementary school? Does that work?
Usually what I do is once a local church is willing to adopt a school and we have a team ready to go, I contact the school district and get permission granted that we can have the club, because we have equal access, just like the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts do. And then I contact the principal, and we confirm a day and time that works for the team and that works for the school. Registration forms are then generated for the parents to fill out for each child to be able to come to the club. I do training, teacher training for the team, and get them ready to go. And I mentor them a couple of times in teaching the club. And then I turn it over to that team. And then I'm always in constant contact and communication with the team. I do club visits. And then they're ready to go for ministry with the boys and girls.
Now, let me ask you this. What age groups are these summer five-day clubs for, and also the Good News Clubs?
Yeah, for our five-day clubs, we target ages 5 up through 12. And then for our Good News Clubs, we go from kindergarten up through 5th or 6th grade, depending upon the cutoff in the elementary school.
Awesome. Child Evangelism Fellowship has Good News Clubs for the school year and five-day clubs for the summer for your kids or your grandchildren. Cindy Wells is my guest. And Cindy, again, give your contact information in case someone would like to start a club, learn more, or have children to be a part of a club.
Yes, they can reach me at 636-724-7992. That is my office number. They can contact me through there, or if you go to cefmissouri.org and go up under chapters and click on Greater St. Louis chapter, you can contact me that way. Or you can also reach me by my email, which is cindy.wells, W-E-L-L-S, at cefmissouri, and Missouri is spelled out, .org.
Cindy.wells at cefmissouri.org. Awesome. Cindy, thanks for so much for being my guest. God's got a plan for all these children in this area to know Christ.
Yes, he does. And I'm very blessed and thankful to be a part of that plan.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.